Lot of devotees have difficulty because they have been initiated by Srila Prabhupada and consider Prabhupada rightly their spiritual master, and they want to serve their spiritual master. So for that, Maharaj, a lot of people, they don't want to go away from this particular setup, because after all this was set up by Prabhupada, and within that devotees feel that they can serve Prabhupada. So this is a very important point, but yet it's also becoming difficult to serve Prabhupada, because in many ways Prabhupada's position, as Atharva Rishi Prabhu was pointing out, has been diminished to a great extent. I mean, the only position that can be given to Prabhupada is that he should still be the center of all activities. Because it is because of his
what
books.
What you expected, what you got from your Prabhupada, and that is something, something more than wonderful. It is generally can't be expected in a human form. So I told that Saptadesh, the divine power, came to work in his favor. It is not humanly possible. But still, such quality must be found to, at least to certain extent, in a genuine way, that we can expect. Only in one generation that will be mutilated. That should not be possible. A parallel institution will grow.
It is very difficult for the
and
God
it
brothers.
Not an institution, but there will be so many scattered Guru and Acharya. Cannot but be. If they are not accommodating, then they, many Guru will appear disorganized way. And if any other center is established to harmonize them without seeking any power, but only for propagation, for the good meaning to propagate the cause of Swami Maharaj. Cannot but be so many sincere souls that are ousted. They try in their mind way how to go on. In this way, many will grow. And ultimately, that may be the divine will, that that process it may extend in a more spacious way for us. It is all for the best. Let us think of that life, the divine dispensation. We may have grievance until unless one thing happens. But when it happens, we have to take it as his dispensation. And then another branch will spring, will grow. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. the thesis and the antithesis, and then again synthesis in this way, the process of the development in the world going on. So some antithesis is going to spring up. Go for the goal. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. You dissatisfied, you meet together and try to form a body and to go on in the line of the Swami Maharaj as you can think within your best. Not to be silent or inactive. As much as we know, as much as we have got from him, with so small capital, we shall go on. Whatever. But sincerity in of heart. Sincerity of heart, that is the real capital. If it is found anywhere, the Guru Krishna will always be on his side. Sarala hoi de gorar shikha bhushi adhoi. Nahi kalyan kuch kashti durgati inka shikha. Sincere aspiration, sincere hankari. The conscience that took me to that great Messiah, Swami Maharaj, I cannot neglect that inner voice of mine, that guide. I shall do accordingly. I should rely on my inner tendency that took me to Swami Maharaj, leaving so many things aside. So, according to the dictation of my sincere heart, I shall go on. Go on. Ahituka patihata, that is causeless and that is irresistible. None can control. That particle is within us. That is bhakti. That is causeless. That means that has got no ulterior motive. That is innate. Innate. You have the eternal flow of the plane. It is a particle, element of that substance. And apatihata, none can oppose. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. I have suggested that a center in the Madhya Dipa should be established by dissatisfied sincere souls for the propagation of which they have imbibed from Swami Maharaj for the best benefit of the people. But in a mild way, not any boisterous way. What they are complaining against the present body, that may not enter into their association. With this idea they should combine and go on with what they have understood from Swami Maharaj to take it from door to door. Sutra in a mild way. In a mild way. So much as competition with them, but to carrying the truth which they cannot tolerate, that should not be in their own way, out of necessity, not for any competition purpose. Then Swami Maharaj willing, God willing, that will grow. That will grow according to the sincerity of the feeling. That will grow. Swami Maharaj has left a big organization and the property and the men, but these people will have to begin in an humble way, and that sincerity and the goodness will be their capital, not so many ganja, so many money, so many men. So mild way, with heart within and the God over it, then a lunch, another a missionary work. Riti kitta hringi haap pabbajit sa naruttama. The naruttama sannyasi has been qualified in this way. At heart, there is Hari, Guru, and they live the world and connect with it, live their individual interest for the cause of the Supreme. Riti kitta hring gehat pabbajit. Gehat means from individual consideration. Renounce devote for the public consideration to distribute Guru and the Hari to one and all. Narottam sannyas. At the service of Hari, Bhavaiva Vihanga Bhikkhu Chajjang Charanti. Like birds from one tree to another tree. But that campaign is Jadanu Charita Dila Kotnu Pijusal. I am drinking nectar through my ears. Jadanu Charita Kotnu Pijusal Vifrut Sakya Jadanu Vidhuta Danda Dharma. And that is causing the dissolution of this mic, this misconceived solidarity. It is one drop is dissolving. Just as I am told that there is some chemical thing which applied in the iron chest, the iron dissolved. Some acid to open the dacoits, to open the iron chest, uses some solution, I am told. So one drop of nectar in connection with the Absolute, that can dissolve long-drawn families of solidarity in the interest of the body-mind. And when that is dissolved, then bondage is the man in the public street, and his business will be to take from door to door the news, the nobility of that solution. That's only from that nectar. A drop of nectar has absolved me from all my loan of exploitation and made me free. And you also use this, you will be free. You will be free of your long incurred loan from this nature, and will be able to go to your own side, back to home, back to God. They will carry that nectar, drop of nectar. Harikatha. The news of the Absolute. Sweetest of the sweet. Necessity. The only necessity. No other necessity is there. The only necessity. Of all of us, indispensable necessity. Vidai Guru. The other day, one gentleman told that some of them are roaring like lions. It is very difficult to find ruling for the cause of Krishna. That is most desirable. For ruling that will diminish the bondage, that Maya. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Hunkar. Nityanandabhu had that hunkar. A roaring voice. Nityanandabhu liyave kavai hunkar. Kuriya kalmasuna. The sound, that sound with the spiritual potency could remove all the misconception of the audience.
Krishna
Sandra. ভালো তুমি এবার তোমার জন্যে আমি চার পাঁচ দিন থেকে অপেক্ষা হরিচরণকে পাঠিয়েছিলাম যে তা গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর নিজাই গৌর হরি নিজাই গৌর হরি গৌর নিজাই গৌর হরি It is deplorable that they have lost their faith in me. I am their well-wisher. And the Swami Maharaj, who could not put his faith to any other God brothers, but he had faith in me. And they are misusing that. I had no personal ambition, so I am in an impersonal position. Many come to consult with me. I am a consulting physician, not having any practice for myself, something like that. My position is more or less like that, consulting lawyer or consulting physician, having his own dispensary. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. That is my very nature from my boyhood. Not self-seeker, but a tendency for seeking for others. Mm. my mother used to abuse me. You don't want your own interest. Always trying for the interest of the others. Very useful. That's my nature. Gold, hurry, gold. Of course, I am not perfect, but still I have got that tendency, not much in self-seeking, but with impartial judgment to try to help others as much as possible for me to know and be. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Machine লাগাচ্ছে অনেকগুলো
নিরুদ্ধ কথা অভিমান্য কথা
অভিমান্য নিচে খেলা করছে
এখানে সে খুব ফুর্তি পায় না ছুটি ছুটি করলে জায়গা পায়
আর সাথীও আছে শঙ্কর
Mahaprabhu. It is very easy to feel and understand that we can't serve Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. But I am serving, I have God. That is to say, that is the most difficult. The nature of our requirement is such. We are going to capture those that are higher in all respect than we, and that also in infinite degree. Then how it is possible? We must be conscious that we want to be connected with the superiors, whom it is impossible to control. But only the love, the affection, no right, no force. That is the plane of approach. And love and devotion, that means sacrifice. Sacrifice, self-sacrifice. That is the royal road, sacrifice. By sacrifice, no undesirable thing can enter. Sacrifice of selfishness, selfish idea, and it has got no end. So we must not be afraid of any rejection. From the beginning, we have to promise, we have to sign a creed that we won't require any result, any consequence. That is with Him. That is in the infinite. That is with the infinite. Only the part of duty, insignificant, it may be attached for my position. My concern was only that, with that. The rest is in His hand. We must not bother about that. Only we shall concentrate ourselves to that one point, that what is my duty, to ascertain that and to accept that. And the rest will come out of its own accord. I won't go to bother about it. With this spirit we have to begin any endeavor. Guru Hari Bol, I'm going to take bath in the ocean of sacrifice. Sacrifice, die to live, in Hegel. A very good expression. Die to live. That is the process of living, to die. What we are at present, die. Die. Put your whole self as a bait for the surface. For the hankering of the surface, the bait is your whole self. Ego, die, and you don't die. At the same time it will be clear that you want to die, but you can't die. that your inner acquaintance will come out, that you don't die. You don't die, you are eternal. You will be able to find out. Every moment I tried to do the thing at the cost of my death, but death is not coming. Why? I am trying to embrace death, but death is not coming. What's the matter? And I won't die. I won't die, I am eternal. And the power and the courage become more and more, bigger and bigger. Die to live, sacrifice, ahuti. Yoga, this word yoga, means ahuti, that put into fire. You put yourself into the fire. your dearest thing put into the fire. Yagya. Yagya means sacrifice. Yagyarthat karmanannatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Sarvayogini sarva. Aham hi sarvayogyanam bhukta cha prabhuri vacha. I am the master, the controller, and the enjoyer, and the recipient of all the sacrifices. Wherever it occurs, the recipient is me, myself. Beneficiary. The only beneficiary in the world is myself. Krishna says, I am the only beneficiary, no other. All transmitter, all transmitting agent, but the ultimate beneficiary is myself. Aham hi sarvayogyanam bhukta cha prabhuri vacha. But that myself, that I, is friendly to you, not ho. Suriram sarvabhutanam. I am your best friend. That is proper adjustment which we hanker after. The absolute guardian, the owner, is my friend. Is my friend. We have to realize that and do according. With heart within God over her head. Our Guru Maharaj in the last word, be courageous and the callous. One of the expression, peculiar. Be courageous and the callous. Courageous we understand, but callous is a mystic. Callous means forbearing. Tolerant. Callous. Callous not... dismissing, not hateful, but tolerating speech, tolerating, forbearing, courageous and forbearing, callous. The courageous and the callous. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Love and rapture for Krishna is welcome. It may be apparently love, it may be apparently rapture. But if it is for Krishna, then it is acceptable. We must accept it. Only that for my personal him, I shall try to avoid rapture. That may not be justified. Yes, rapture, but it must be for the cause of Krishna. That must be guaranteed from my heart. Then, if it is necessary, I must take it on my head, rapture. Apparently, it is undesirable to come in connection with rapture with anybody. But if it is necessary for the cause of Krishna, we don't come back. According to our own capacity, we have to invite. But it must be for the cause of Krishna. It will have such equal value with love. Love and rapture, raj and desh. Everything should be devoted to the cause of Krishna. But not unnecessary, not some selfish purpose. Whatever is done for his account, it is justified fully. And that is nirguna. That is called nirguna. Caring for any result, to go on with the conceivable duty, the conception of duty towards Him, the absolute truth. That is Nirguna. That is the most original wave of the whole universe of our conception. Ahituki apratihata. That is causeless, that is lila. That is dynamic, but that is causeless, that is irresistible. That way, that is the lila of Krishna. None can oppose that. We have to adjust with that way. And then we can enjoy the harmony. The harmony is not a static one, but it is a dynamic. Harmony is dynamic. And the dynamic harmony, they adjust oneself with the ultimate wave, or ultimate movement, or plane of movement. That is Nirguna. And the Krishna's flute and the dancing is the autocrat, beauty autocrat, is in that plane. Our Gayatri Vedamata is also tuned with that aim. As I have tried to draw out from Gayatri. 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 Muralishta Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padang Dhimahi. In the same tune. The origin of the revealed truth. The Gayatri, revealed truth, Veda, the mother of the Vedic knowledge, that the revealed truth, or directing tendency, and the call of Krishna by the tune of his flute to adjust everyone in their respective duty to satisfy Him, that is well connected. And the Kirtan of Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, all aiming at the final adjustment with the Nirguna, with the most fundamental plane, or weave of the most fundamental plane. Gayatri Muralishta Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padang Dhimahi. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol.
Sridhar Maharaj?
Yes.
When Bhakti Siddhanta said that a GVC should be formed, and that the Acharya would be self-effulgent, did he say how initiations would go on before that Acharya became manifest?
Who is he?
Madhava.
Madhava. What is he saying?
He's saying
that
when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur formed the GBC body, he had said, he had left instruction that Acharya will be self-effulgent from amongst his disciples to continue the Sampradaya. So he is asking, did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur leave any specific instructions as to how initiation would go on before this Acharya manifests himself.
I can't follow. I was thinking something else. What you said?
The, whether Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left any specific instruction
how initiation will go on
after his disappearance and before that Acharya manifests himself.
You see, we have come to understand, generally we feel that Acharya will appoint Acharya, his successor. But we saw that he did not, he abided. And necessarily, we came to think that whatever spiritual education he has already imparted to his disciples, it's, and perhaps it is natural, and he relied on his general preaching and instruction that it will come naturally from his own imparted grace. It will come automatically. And as it happened afterwards, from relative plane, we may not appreciate that, but from the absolute standpoint, we find but everything happens by the will of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And necessarily of Gurudev, that is all good. In different ways, in different stages, and that reacted. What he told, the reaction, the reverberation is come in different ways. Anaya Vitrika Bhang Yasa Sarvatra Sarvada. If we can accommodate the dissolution of Yadu Vamsa, the war of Kurukshetra, if we find that that is not lacking in the spiritual from the absolute standpoint, then this dismemberment also is to be appreciated. While complaining, but we have to accept the inevitable. And through this process, the inevitable will appear. Now we are sitting to find dissatisfaction in the existing administration. It is a process, and through this process, perhaps something will come out. We can't avoid this. This is a necessary process. So, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was also through our complaint, our dissatisfaction, so many things came, and it was propagated on the priest in a particular way. And that is the final reading of things. That in the ultimate decision is in his hand, and what is happening, and that is all right. That is all right. Still according to our own realization, we shall say, don't do this, but when done, that may be accepted as the will of Krishna. It is a peculiar thesis, antithesis, synthesis. A It is undesirable, don't do it. But when it is done, it should be accepted. His will. We must, I am just with that. And this way we have to take things. Something seems in Maya mind. Sita Devi was stolen by Ravana. It has got also meaning. It was necessary to educate us, to give us something. A bright sight. It has got also its bright sight. Ramchandra was banished by the request of Kaikeyi. It has got bright sight. Jagai Madhai and the Brutus, Vijaya, abolitionist, it has got also many press to serve the positive, the negative is serving the positive. In this way we have to excel. It is a particular process. Through the pain, child comes from the womb of the mother. Through the process of painfulness of the mother, child comes out, the object of her joy. That is the nature. So whatever we shall do it with sincerity, but not with attachment much. Mati sangasta karmani. Because the fruit is not in your hand, so you neglect your service. Don't do that. The fruit is not mine, then why should we labor? That satanic tendency may not enter your heart. What you think to be best, you try your best for that. But don't look at the result. At the same time, don't be idle. You know, when I have got no connection with the result, why should I live that fruitlessly? That is satanic. He's warning against you. No. Your part only to do your, discharge your duty. And the next with the infinite. Because you are not only, you are only a very negligible portion of the infinite. So you do your duty, but the result involves so many clashed with this waves of the infinite quarter. You don't go to fix that your particular duty would produce particular result. No. That is not possible. That is impossible. You have to do your duty as a quota, as your contribution to the infinite. We try to have such life. And more than that, sacrifice. Your life, a particle of sacrifice for the cause of the whole. Try to die. Try to die for the infinite. That is really your position. Learn to die for the infinite, not for your selfish purpose, and not a magnified selfish that is national or social or some family interest like that. And there you find your best satisfaction within. You are there. When you are a sacrifice unit whole self, you can find the maximum pleasure in you. Apparently, which is thought to be impossible. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The plane of sacrifice, there you live. Your prospect is there, so don't be discouraged. Atta Rishi must not be discouraged. he is there, whom you are searching for, he is there. None can make monopoly. He is there. Why should we be disappointed? No disappointment. No disappointment. It is all for the best, all for the best. Only we are in a crucial point. And that is also necessary for me. Necessary for me. Whatever circumstance we are to face, that is unavoidable. That is necessary for my progress. We are to take that. We have to accept every event that this is the necessity. I am to pass this examination. If I do go back, then it is kept. Again I shall have to pass this examination. So whatever is come, tattinu kampan, it is his grace. Whatever in shape it may be, but it is his grace. It is necessary for me immediately at this time. So I am to face this with a good heart and good encouraging and sincere heart. Thinking the other side is conscious, he is not ignorant. I am in his relativity. Whatever step I am taking forward, I am in his relativity I am taking. He is there, all conscious, and I am less conscious, meager conscious. He is all love, and I am searching what is my fate, what is my fortune. So I have come out to find him. Not a stone, not an ignorant infinite, but a conscious and a loving and a merciful infinite. I am surrounded by him. So why should I be dejected? Dejected. Because this has come to me, it is necessary for me, so it has come to me. According to my state, I am to face it courageously and faithfully. To face every circumstance faithfully, sincerely, and not cowed down by any special interest, but universal interest. And that is my inner interest. We have to face every circumstance with that. Stand in front, face to face. Not that if you would be withdrawn, I will be saved. Not that. Then it will be kept by my future examination. Not that. His grace. It is necessary for me, for my progress of life. It is necessary. In this way we have to face it. Then we can advance more and more. No avoidance, no spiritual avoidance. Gaur Hari Bol as a positive.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Real thank, gratitude to him. We have all the instruments playing in his hand. Nidhai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Nidhai Gaur. This shows your integrity, your purity, your affinity, faithfulness to your Gurudev, that your heart seems to be dissatisfied, susceptible that the order, the line about Guru Maharaj may not be covered, may not be disregarded. That earnestness in your heart, that is jewel. Valuable jewel is there. That you are eager, you are alert, that the Guru Maharaj may be extended by so many clouds, his grace and mercy may not be covered. You feel in your heart, that is your wealth. That is our wealth also, all of us. We should try to keep up, to be grateful to the wealth we have got from our Guru Maharaj, and keep with all alertness that it may keep that spark within us, the spark of divine nectar, drop of divine nectar. We may keep intact in our hearts, and all our wishes, desires, activities may be controlled for the interest of that drop, that spark. Ekamakkharam jastu guru shishi nivire padhibhyang nasti tadrabhyam jabdatta su arini bhavir. Only through one word the guru gives something to the heart of the disciple. And the earth, the universe cannot produce so much wealth that can purchase that only one drop. That can be equal as value to purchase that one drop. It is so valuable. And with that divinity we must try to keep out the valuable drop of instruction which he has extended in our heart. We must be faithful to that instruction, that principle. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. We must not be aggrieved, because whatever happens cannot go outside his will. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur, 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 Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur. On the other hand, we have to be adjusted. We must learn to be adjusted what is inevitable. What is happening, it is backed by his will, and we shall try to take leave from all sorts of complaints that are arising from us. That is the fullest adjustment of the highest section of devotion. They can adjust with everything. But in Madhyamadhikar, there is some complaint, oh, this is good, this is bad, my guru, and that will be spread. This is in Madhyamadhikar. And he sees that this is good, this is bad, God, non-God, God, non-God. But when fully established in Nirguna, there is no such complaint. Everywhere you can trace the will and the meaning of his lila. fully adjusted. And immediately, of course, we shall have some complaint. But at the same time, to solace our own progressive dissatisfied mind, that the final adjustment is to adjust with everything that happens, comes to us. Paradukha-dukhi, Vaishnava, a real Vaishnava has got no dissatisfaction for his own, but they have got some sort of pain for the trouble of others. Paradukha-dukhi. Now, your section has got this pain, that we, of course, have got little grace from Swami Maharaj direct. But others in the posterity, they are going to be deceived. And that is your dissatisfaction. Why should he not walk smoothly in the line of Swami Maharaj? The trouble is there, paradukha-dukhi. And as for your own, that we have got some clue. We can go on, we can do with the help of that. But the others are being deceived, they are not getting the thing exactly what we got. There's the paradukha-dukhi. Das Goswami says about Sanatana Goswami, vairagya-yuk bhakti-rasam pajatnai rapayan mam anubhivchu mandham. Vairagya-yuk bhakti-rasam pajatnai rapayan mam anubhivchu mandham. Kripam bodhes japaradukha-dukhi sanatanam tam prahumasvayami. Not for his concern. But his concern is that others are being deceived to receive the same thing what I have got. Paradukha-dukhi is a qualification of Vaishnava. Gaur-hari-gaur. Nidahi Gaur-hari-gaur. Die gold, holy gold, die gold, holy gold. Die gold, holy gold, die gold. Die gold, holy gold.
May I take permission of your leave, Maharaj?
Yes. Yes.
Meeting, I have to face my.
Ridhi kitta hoinge haat par bhaje. In your heart, with Hari and the Guru. You may take leave. I took it to Prasad Dharana, Parishwara Nachana.
Parishwara?
I took it to Prasad Atri Prabhu.
Thank you.
Yeah, to Tapanish.
You can have Parishwara Prabhu.
Parishwara Nachana, I took it to Dharam. So they just caught up at the door.
I hope it's not a dosh,
Maharaj. Not a dosh. Hari Krishna. Hari Krishna. Hari Krishna.